Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Kemmerer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Russ Kemmerer. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Sadowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Button scores. Runnels moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sadowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Giger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Giger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer bunts towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Freeze moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freeze scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to second. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Smith moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Giger. Landis reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Freeze moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0 for 0 in the game. Kemmerer hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fries tags and scores. Landis tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 6-2, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. Minoso moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wirtz moves to third. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fries hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fries reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. One out. It's 8-2, White Sox. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kemmerer strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadowski hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Linton pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Luke Linton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz strikes out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keogh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith bunts towards the mound. Bosfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to third. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler tags and scores. Smith tags and moves to second. One out. It's 9-3, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kemmerer takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox is hit by the pitch. Smith moves to third. Kemmerer moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. Malzone moves to third. One out. Ed Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Sadowski strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Ted Bosfield. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Borland now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geiger. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Sievers moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 10-3, White Sox. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Freese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Smith moves to second. It's 11-3, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Freese moves to second. It's 12-3, White Sox. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kemmerer strikes out. 2 outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Two outs. It's 13-3, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.